Every Tuesday afternoon, a section of Boulder's Central Park transforms into an open-air outreach center.
So I just graduated from Colorado State University in what I refer to as boot camp bureaucracy.
Jen Levovich is the executive director of Feet Forward, a small nonprofit she founded during COVID to respond to the needs of the local unhoused population. Feet Forward organizes the weekly events in Boulder's Central Park to provide goods and services Levovich says she needed when she herself was homeless.
So the goal here is for us to try to attract as many of the people who are experiencing homelessness in our community to us. And a lot of people don't like that, right? They don't want to attract homeless people. But the reality is you need to attract homeless people to offer them solutions and help them.
At the weekly outreach event, Feet Forward offers free meals, weather-appropriate clothing, orientation for navigating complex bureaucratic systems, and spaces for service providers to connect with people in need. Angel, who preferred to speak on a first-name basis only, helps to prepare the food and coordinate the clothing donations.
When I got off the street, I wanted to work with Jen because Jen helped me when I was on the street.
And how were you able to get off of the street?
I got sober and started working with Chris, and he got me housed.
The Chris Angel refers to is Christopher Reynolds, supervising prosecutor in the Boulder City Attorney's Office. He's also with the city's community court system, which sometimes sets up a table during the weekly outreach events at the Bandshell.
We're trying to meet people where they are. Our community court program is focused on people who are currently unhoused.
Reynolds says they try to connect with individuals who have tickets for low-level municipal offenses.
We do things like help them apply for a Colorado ID or a Social Security card or get connected with the housing process. And in return, we dismiss their tickets.
Boulder's community court has been operating for about 2 years. New York City established the first community court in the U.S. in 1993 to pioneer the model of alternative treatments for offenses that oftentimes trace back to a root cause of extreme poverty or lack of access to essential services.
I'm proud of the Boulder Community Court program because it takes a non-punitive, non-traditional approach to dealing with cases where fines, jail time, those things, not helpful. What really helps is helping people get their basic needs met, and the most principal basic need is housing. And that's really what our focus is. It's trying to divert cases from the criminal justice system and help people access housing resources.
Earlier this month, observers from the community court in Austin, Texas were in town to see how Boulder's operates and to offer feedback based on their own 23 years of experience. Peter Valdez, court administrator for Austin's community court, had this advice.
The biggest thing is to create your menu of resources that you have in-house so that you're able to immediately connect people to services when you engage them through the court processes or when they come to you voluntarily. And you're able to provide those services in-house as opposed to relying on what's available in the community and losing time trying to connect people to those services.
Sometimes those who have lived experience climbing out of homelessness can be the most effective navigators. Like Feet Forward's Jen Levovich, Angel also got an education and turned around to use it to help others.
I got a certificate. I am a certified recovery coach. So that better helps me deal with people and their mental problems, drug problems and all that. And I like to help people that just get housed because it was so hard for me even. And I knew, I don't know, people have trouble. They don't know what they need when they're inside. And it's really hard to get dropped inside and nobody knows. You know, there's nobody there to help you.
Feet Forward founder Jen Levovich agrees the current human services system is a bit of a patchwork, but that the authorities need to include those with lived experience in their solution plans.
So as a person that used to be one of the people coming to my own event today, I can tell you that homeless people are told what to do, how to do, and when to do it, or more like what not to do, right? And they don't really have any representation at the tables where those decisions are made.
But at least in many cities, the community court system and meeting those in need where they're at seems like a step in the right direction. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young in Boulder, Colorado.